This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Florida authorities ask the federal government for an additional rescue team to comb the rubble of a collapsed condo tower, underscoring the strenuous nature of the open-ended search for survivors in an area prone to tropical weather. Possibility that severe weather in coming days could further stretch Florida's search and rescue resources prompted state officials to ask the federal government for the additional team. That's according to Kevin Guthrie of the Florida Division of Emergency Management. Already, intermittent bad weather has caused temporary delays in the search. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit the families of the victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. So far, at least 12 people have been confirmed dead. 150 people are still unaccounted for. Israel's foreign minister kicked off the highest-level visit by an Israeli official to the United Arab Emirates on Tuesday, 9 months after the two countries established relations in a deal brokered by the United States. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met the UAE's foreign minister in Abu Dhabi and inaugurated Israel's first embassy in the Gulf. Although the visit is historic, it received little fanfare across local media. The spokesman for the fighters retaking parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region says that they will pursue soldiers from neighboring Eritrea back into their country and chase Ethiopian soldiers to that area if that's what it takes to weaken their military powers. Spokesperson tells the Associated Press that they'll stop at nothing to liberate every square inch of the Tigray region of about 6 million people. There is more at voanews.com. Again, VOA News.